Lord, let my heart be good soil, open to the sound of your word. Amen. Scripture, if you care to follow along, is Luke 23, 55 to 56, and then 24, 1 to 11. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices that they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. The word of the Lord. Mary, what are you doing up so early? The sun isn't even up yet. And you're dressed. Where do you think you're going? Oh, yes, the spices you were going to put on Jesus' body. Well, don't you think it's a little late for that? I mean, he's been in the tomb 3 days. And there are guards there. It's all sealed. Are you going alone? Okay, good. Good, there are others with you. Any men? No. Okay. May you go safely. But how do you think you're going to get into the tomb? Those guards, they're not gonna let you in. They meant to keep people out. Oh, she's already gone. Who's gonna roll that heavy stone away? She didn't hear me. Oh. Well, I'm up now. I might as well get dressed. Sometimes I worry about her. Okay, but why bother? It's all over. All our dreams, all our hopes, all our... everything we were hoping for, the peace, the coming of the kingdom, but Jesus is dead. Why? Why did God allow it? Why didn't he just interfere, come in with legions of angels and drive those bad people out and put Jesus in power? Where he belonged. We need a wise man in power. But no. We watched the whole thing and nothing happened. We expected God to interfere, create a miracle. And nothing happened. Jesus died. How, why? Why am I? And what are we supposed to do now? Oh, you're back already. Wait a minute. Slow down. What? He wasn't there. What do you mean he wasn't there? Of course he was there. We saw him put in the grave. An angel. What did that angel look like? Two of them. Glowed from inside. Okay, now, Mary, you've been under a lot of stress lately. I suggest that you might want to just go sit down, lie down, have a few minutes rest, and maybe you'll be able to think more straightly. Oh, now she's angry with me. I didn't believe her. Well, who would? I mean, that's crazy. He wasn't there. Well, what happened? Did she go to the wrong tomb? No, she knew where she was going. She was there with me, with all the rest of us who were watching. Put him in the grave. It was a really easy grave to see. It was Joseph of Arimathea. Was a prominent man. She could find the grave. Then what happened? Who was that angel? Glowed from within, shining like lightning. That's pretty hard to fake. So there were two angels. Then what happened to the body? Did Jesus just walk out? Okay, who took the body? The disciples? No, the disciples were upstairs in the upper room, scared to go out. They didn't go anywhere last night. And besides, the guards would have taken care of them. Those guards were armed. And our men, they don't have all that swords and armor. No, it wasn't the disciples. Well, who else? The priests. Well, why would they take the body? They wanted it there. That's why they put the guards there, so the body would stay there. So it wasn't the priest. Well, the Romans? No, the Romans don't care about our religion. They wouldn't have bothered. But who then? I mean, we all saw him. He was definitely dead. But dead people don't just get up and walk off and go about their business. Well, wait, there was Lazarus. Jesus raised him from the dead, and now he's walking around healthy as can be. Oh, and that little girl, Jairus' daughter. She was dead, and Jesus raised her. Well, if Jesus had only been there to raise... Wait a minute. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He told me that. Is this what he meant? He's alive? Can it be? Oh, good, you're back. Look, Mary, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry I didn't believe you. It was just such a shock. Oh, you say other people have seen him and talked with him? Then it's true. Jesus is alive. He's risen. Amen. People don't normally clap for my sermons. But then I don't always do that either. And the affirmation of faith. He walked out of the grave, the Lord of life. He conquered sin and death. We are set right with God. We are given new life and called to walk with him in freedom from sin's dominion. And now it's time for you to express your joy in offering. And I went to one service where people danced up the aisle with their offering.